This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Hey, we're at the 48th annual Ag Progress Days in Pennsylvania Furnace, Pennsylvania, with the manager of this, Jess Darlington. Jess, great to be with you today.
Thank you.
This is a special show.
Yeah, so we're definitely an outdoor show and a lot of things happening, whether it's a live demo that you want to watch, whether it's cooking, whether it's the corn maze, there's something here for everybody.
This is put on by Penn State University. It's on their farm ground, and it's really hosted by Penn State.
Yes, it's the College of Agricultural Sciences at Penn State. It's a showcase, and it is for everybody in ag. So without the people coming here in ag, we don't have a show. So, you know, we got the industry here, we got the extension, and so it's one show. Our extension team's here to answer any questions or concerns that you might have. We have a tour of the research farm alone. Yeah, we're very present here.
And what are you most proudest of this show that you're putting together?
You know, we get to meet a lot of great people the 3 days event, whether it's the farmers coming, whether it's exhibitors here exhibiting. And, yeah, we get to learn a lot what they do within each other and, of course, the new technology that's brought here.
And you personally have been in the farming industry for all your life, and you look at this show, and how do you look at it as a farmer?
Yeah, so I'm still a farmer today at home and, you know, grew up on a farm, and I've been coming to Ag Progress Days ever since it started, it seems, right here on this site for sure, which is 48 years. But, yeah, we saw a lot of different changes in technology over the years, whether it's the old tractors getting newer for sure with the technology and the drones. You see it all these days. It's crazy where agriculture is going, you know, 30 years ago, you're growing 70 bushels per acre with your corn and you loved it with the new hybrids. You're getting closer to 200 or plus, and it's really making a difference.
You know, you mentioned drones. That booth is getting a lot of play where your drones and you're spraying with it, et cetera. Lots of activities around the drone booth.
Absolutely. The drones are actually being demoed here. They're actually flying. They're showing how the sprayers work. They're spraying water, of course. But, you know, today's drones can now seed ground, you know, by air. So, yeah, that technology is going to go real far here soon.
And yet the traditions live proud at this show. When you have these groups that are putting on these food booths in particular, it really feels like home, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're really proud of our food booths. They're nonprofit organizations they're in the ag, whether it's the Pennsylvania Livestock Association, Cattlemen's Association, and all that money goes right back into the ag industry.
Of course, the PDPPS grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The best, no doubt.
And the FFA has a booth, and a couple other Guernsey Junior Breeders have the milkshake booth.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Most, you know, all ag here, and yeah, we're proud to support that, and we're so proud they support our show.
And you've got a couple long days, right? Some things are happening sort of after hours of most farm shows.
Oh, absolutely. You know, after hours here, of course, you know, we have a lot of different banquets and things going on. A lot of our seed companies are now inviting farmers here to look at the plots alone and get a close-up view of what's coming.
And, of course, folks want to come see those horses, too.
Yeah, we got the 6 horses here. Again, they draw a lot of people, and they do such a great job for us.
Jess Darlington with Pennsylvania State Ag Progress Days. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Thanks, John, for that report. Ag Progress Days was last week, but if you want to mark it on your calendar for next year, Ag Progress Days 2025 will be held August 12th to the 14th at the Russell E. Larson Agricultural Research Center at Rock Springs in Pennsylvania Furnace, Pennsylvania. It's Pennsylvania's largest outdoor agricultural exposition featuring more than 400 exhibitors. Something to think about and plan for next year, 2025. Again, the dates, August 12th to the 14th. The latest dairy price forecasts are out for August, as we hear from USDA's Mark Jackanowski.
We reduced our butter price forecast by a penny a pound, $2.99 per pound. But other than butter, for 2024, all of our other main component dairy prices were raised this month, and the class prices were all raised as well. And all milk price reflects the class prices, so our 2024 all milk price was raised by 5 cents per hundredweight, now forecast at $22.30 per hundredweight, and we expect the strength to continue into the next calendar year in 2025, so where we have the all milk price at $22.75 per hundredweight, and that would be up 45 cents year over year.
That's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.